Right now, it is time for us to check sports. It's time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I had an interview all set up for this morning. I got an email last night from the Western Connecticut Bikers Association, and they have a big 100-mile ride coming up this weekend to raise awareness on child abuse. And so that I was set up with the head of the Bikers Association, whose name is Irish, okay? Nothing else, Irish. And so I said, well, the only time I have available is 6:20 tomorrow morning. No problem. Irish said he'll do it.
Good.
Irish was sleeping, obviously.
You might have thought you meant 6:20 at night.
Irish is probably just getting in.
True.
All right. Well, anyway, so where do you want to start in sports, Mike?
The Mets had a nice win last night.
I saw the end of that game.
DeGrom had some hamstring issues, and he got hit pretty early. He got knocked out in the second inning. So they were down 4-0 early, and they scratched their way back, scored two runs in one in the eighth, one in the ninth, and came out with a 5-4 win. So it was kind of like a real baseball game last night.
Now, did you watch that on the Mets Network or MLB?
The Mets one network.
Okay, I watched it MLB. I put on MLB, and they showed the last inning of that game. And what's that guy's name? He's so good. Harold
Baines.
Yeah. Over the two innings I was watching, he was decrying the way Major League Baseball is played. In the two innings, he pointed out missed cutoff men, mismanagement and when to send runners. I said, my God, he had to be sitting with Mike Causey because he sounded exactly like you. He just said that.
Well, we're old school. We know how baseball's supposed to be played, and it's not playing that way now. It's a travesty. When I grew up, I learned how to pitch from people, my father and other people, taught me the mechanics of it. But then the art of pitching, learning how to pitch, where to throw pitches, how to set them up, when to throw what, I learned watching TV. You can't do that today because baseball's dummied down. Baseball's worse than the book, Baseball for Dummies, because they don't do anything right. I mean, back in the day when he played and I played, if you put three guys on one side of the infield, you were hitting a little rinky-dink ground ball through the other side just to get a base hit and get on base. It doesn't happen today. It's the proverbial banging your head on the wall constantly and nothing's changing. So they got three guys on the left side or right side of the infield. I'm going to try to pull it through them. Really? How crazy are you? Cutoffs are always missed. Hit and runs are always missed. When you're ahead in the count, you're giving batters too good of a pitch to hit. He's 100% right, and it doesn't matter if you're watching the Mets and the Phillies, Toronto and the Yankees, the A's and whoever. You're going to see it in every single game. And the product of baseball is deteriorated to garbage.
And not only that, Al Leiter was also
another old school guy.
And Al Leiter, when he was watching the pitchers, he said the problem with pitchers nowadays, he says, is like the same thing with the hitters. Power pitchers, they want to get the ball, throw it as fast as they can. He said, unfortunately, the reason you see so many home runs is they don't know where to throw the ball. They throw the ball in hitters' absolute perfect hitting zones.
Yep.
And that's why these hitters who are going for home runs connect, because you know, just because you can throw the ball 95 miles an hour, well, if you don't have perfect placement, the 95 mile an hour ball, Leiter went to say, goes out much quicker than you throw it in.
First and foremost, the guns are juiced. I know I've said it a million times. When you have guns and on TV telling you the guy's throwing 101, 102, you can't open up on that pitch and drive it. You can't pull it. Okay, that's first of all. Secondly, pitching's like real estate. It's all about timing and location. Where to throw the pitch that you want to throw and being able to throw it in the location that you need to. Just because you can throw, like you said, 95, 97, whatever, if you can't put that ball where you want it, it doesn't matter. Because also, like you said, chances are you're going to put it, and it's going to be somewhere near the middle of the plate. And if it's somewhere near the middle of the plate, the batter has the advantage at that point, no matter how hard you throw, especially with the fastball pitchers nowadays, because there's no movement on it. They're as straight as a clothesline. So that's what the game's deteriorated to. There's one guy on the Yankees, and he really doesn't know how to pitch, but he does throw more slower stuff mixed in with his fastball. I think he pitched Tuesday night. He tries to establish his fastball too much early without throwing anything else, and his fastball's too straight. And they watch film nowadays, folks, so they realize that pattern, and Toronto jumped on him early the other night. It didn't turn out to matter because the Yankees scored a million runs, but this guy has to learn how to mix his pitches up, that you have to show your fastball, kind of establish it, but let him see everything else, too, so you keep him off balance. And then that's the kind of thing you do throughout the game, and then toward the end of the game is when you let everything loose. That's the way we learned how to pitch nine innings. Nowadays, they just want you to pitch five. Yeah, it's going to come back to the point where you have guys like Glavin and Maddox, et cetera, that can throw 93, 94, do have a 20-mile-an-hour pitch speed variation on fastballs and breaking balls, but most importantly, can put the ball where they want whenever they want to. When guys like that establish themselves back in baseball again, you're going to see their win totals go off the charts and the analytics at that point go in the toilet.
Well, last night, the Yankees, once again, 12-2. They had six home runs again, second game in a row. And their backup catcher went 3-for-4 with three home runs.
Yeah, Nagasaki.
And once again, the lack of depth of pitching.
It's not the lack of depth. It's catching up to Toronto. Toronto's using a ton of pitchers now. Yeah. They gave up 60 runs in their last five games. You didn't have the full spring training. You came in after a time off, so your arms aren't 100%. And they thought using a little is going to help them. It's not working.
No.
They gave up 60 runs in their last five games. Not to take anything away from what the Yankees did, but Toronto's falling apart. And this is a team that's going to make the playoffs. Don't be surprised if teams try to lose games on purpose to play Toronto in the first round, because they're a first-round exit team if there ever was one.
Same
thing with Tampa Bay. I saw last night that they lost to a team they shouldn't have lost to, so I'm looking at everything. I said, well, let me see how many pitchers they used. They used seven pitchers last night. Seven pitchers in a nine-inning game. Their arms are going to fall off, too.
But I mean, you look at this now. I'm a Yankee fan, but you look at this: 32 runs in two games. This is not baseball. It's bocce. No, it's using a fungo. It's like using a fungo bat.
The Yankees are coming up against less than major league pitching, and the launch and lift is there. The pitchers can't throw strikes, so they're forced to come over the plate, and they're teeing off on them.
Yeah.
It's plain and simple. It's a simple explanation.
Yeah.
When you have the lack of talent pitching and you have to come over against major league hitters that can hit, they're going to hit you.
Yeah.
And the Yankees are built on the long ball from 1 through 9. You don't have an average hitter in there except for the second baseman, LeMahieu.
Yeah.
Everybody else is a launch and lift home run hitter. So that's what's going to happen. You walk a few guys, you make an error, a guy hits a bomb, you're losing 3-0 already.
Yeah.
And it's happened consistently to Toronto the last two games.
All right, so the Dodgers are the first to clinch. They clinched last night in their division. They're the first to clinch. So
The National League's very weak. Not disrespecting anybody, but the National League's very weak. The Dodgers and the Padres were the cream of the crop out west, and the Dodgers took them to the woodshed. The Braves, they're the cream of the crop in the East. They've been getting beat up by people lately. The Phillies, they're limping in. The Cubs, very erratic. The American League teams are heads and shoulders better than the National League teams. The Dodgers are going to come to the World Series again in all likelihood, and they'll get beat again.
All right, big night tonight for the Islanders. They got to keep it going to stay alive.
Yep, every night's the end of the world for them.
Yep.
Till they and that's the hole they dug themselves. Now they got to try to get out. They surprised me the other night winning. Expect Tampa Bay's best game of the playoffs tonight because they don't want to go to a game seven. So tonight is it. If Tampa Bay plays the way they should tonight, I think they beat the Islanders. If the Islanders respond and win, advantage Islanders in the game seven.
All right. Anything else quick in the last minute?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow. And we got Thursday night football tonight.
Oh, okay. Who's playing? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Let me see. I can find out real quick. I'll look at my phone. The Tunaville Triads. No, I don't know. Let me see. Hold on. Pop up, will you? Let's go. The Bengals and the Browns. Let me go run to the litter box.
I'll take the Bengals.
You're taking Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I'll take Cleveland just to be different.
All right. I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with the check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.